Governor Phil Scott wants to grow the state's workforce. That was a major focus of his budget address last month. Among the ways in which he hopes to do that, by adding what he calls enhancements to the state's signature business incentive program, the Vermont Employment Growth Incentive, or VEGI. VEGI is meant to entice businesses to add jobs in Vermont, and Governor Scott's proposal could end up sending more cash to certain types of companies. Here's Governor Scott.
Over the last decade, this program has helped generate thousands of jobs and brought in more state revenue.
However, one top state official questions a core principle of the incentive program, as VPR's Henry Epp reports.
Here's the idea behind the program. The state wants to add more jobs in Vermont, and they think they can do that by promising payments to companies if those businesses commit to expanding in the state. At the heart of the program is a promise that companies have to make to get the award, that they would not be able to add these desired new jobs and investment without the state funds. For years, State Auditor Doug Hoffer has publicly criticized this idea, which he calls the "but for."
That reflects a decision from the corporate boardroom that I can't validate. And that's what auditing is about, is getting information that you can validate. And I can't do that.
But the guy who oversees this incentive program says it could be scrutinized. His name is Casey Mock. And he says Hoffer seems to be looking for something deeper than an audit.
And I'm happy to, help the auditor identify resources for doing that kind of evaluation.
The program takes credit for creating about 5,500 jobs between 2007 and 2015. That includes jobs at Logic Supply, an industrial computer manufacturer in South Burlington. That's the sound of a worker at Logic Supply screwing together parts on an industrial computer. The company makes specialty computers that are meant to withstand harsh environments. In 2013, they applied for a state incentive. Mark Hyman is Logic Supply's lawyer.
It was really, we need more bodies. We need more jobs. And to the extent that we can keep all of that growth in Vermont, we really felt that was critical.
They got the award and hit their goal of creating 30 new jobs and expanding their building. Hyman says they reached the new jobs target within the first year. And since the state's payments are spread out over several years, they're still receiving installments of the $352,000 award. By the state's rules, none of that would have happened but for the state incentive. I asked Hyman, is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Hyman says the company doesn't have to be in Vermont. They chose to be here because their co-founder grew up in Barrie. Now the company has operations in the Netherlands and Taiwan. So without their state award,
would we be located here? Probably. Would we have created as many jobs here? Would the pace of growth and the job creation really happen here in Vermont the way it has and the way we plan? Absolutely not.
Keeping good-paying jobs in the state sounds good. But what does this all cost taxpayers? That's the question at hand. Last year, the state paid out $4.8 million through the program. But according to Casey Mock, who oversees the incentive, those payments don't cost the state anything. He says the new jobs create extra state revenue, which pays for the program.
And so essentially it's self-funding.
That can only be true if their assertion that none of the activity would have occurred without the incentive is true. And we don't know that.
Again, State Auditor Doug Hoffer, who brings us back to that but-for issue.
That's an assertion. That's not a fact. It's not a demonstrable fact supported by evidence. It is absurd for them to say that. It bothers me.
There is an outside organization that assesses and is generally critical of state-level business incentive programs. It's called Good Jobs First, and it's run by Greg Leroy. Leroy gives Vermont's incentive pretty high marks.
The program is protected so that if companies fall short, the state has the right to claw back the money.
Still, Leroy is also critical of the but-for claim. The solution, he says, states should target incentive programs narrowly. For example, enticing a grocery store to open in a food desert.
If you narrowly target the programs in a way where you clearly are addressing a so-called market imperfection, then who cares about but-for? You know you're fixing a problem.
Governor Scott's proposal to expand Vermont's incentive program is targeting things that he thinks are important: startups, mission-based companies, clean water technology, and small businesses. The expansion proposal is now in committee in the Vermont House. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.